Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You can bring in our first guest. Tell Carla to bring in. Carla Hill is in the building tonight as well. She's been on with us before. Yes, I'm going to give you that. Yeah, can you talk to her? I'm like, hello, I'm sorry. I'm live on the air. I can't talk to you right now. And I'll be back on Facebook Live in a second. But you all heard it hit the floor. But my guests tonight range from the supervisor of elections to the co-founder of the Mosaic Group to this Renaissance man to my right, Marlon Hill, partner at Hamilton Miller Berthasil. How do you pronounce that? Is that
Berthasil?
Berthasil. It sounded like a I won't say what it is. But it has something to do with feminine hygiene. An outside general corporate counsel to a number of entrepreneurs, corporations, sovereign governments, and not-for-profit organizations specializing in tourism, hospitality, licensing, trademark, and copyright prosecution. Mr. Hill's contact list is coveted by many but shared with only a few. Mr. Hill is a past president of the Caribbean Bar Association, vice chair of the Miami Foundation, board member of the Orange Bowl Committee, and Miami Book Fair International. Mr. Hill is heard weekly on the People's Politics on Caribbean Rhythms, contributor to the Miami Herald and Sun Sentinel, and a recurring commentator on WPLG Channel 10 this week in South Florida's Roundtable. You can catch him on all of his social medias, but most importantly, he is here tonight. Marlon Hill, welcome to Hot Talk.
Live in the flesh from a wedding. Congratulations to my good friends David and Carla Severin, Mr. and Mrs. Severin. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So what's going on, Empress?
Hey, you know. Naboule. And joining us again, you know, starting to become my DJ envy over there, Mr. Chris Norwood from the Norwood Group. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. We got a lot to talk about, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. So did it happen for you the same way? Like, you woke up this morning and the whole, you know, Democratic universe, it kind of, like, shifted.
Every day you woke up in the last week, something shifted.
This is true. But you know what? It's so funny because I said, well, you know, we just got to brace for the fact that the Democratic is not going to be quite as salacious as the Republican. And it just, you know, we got to find some ways to make it. Oh, boom. Okay.
You know that algae that's in the water?
Yes.
Everything is polluted like that right now.
Yes. Well, it certainly is. But for those of you who may have missed it, you were doing something else. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is running for Congress again and who is the DNC chair, has been replaced, or did she just step down? What are we going to call that?
Yeah, a negotiated step down.
Okay, there you go.
It's a negotiated step down.
She got clipped.
Right.
Yeah, it's a negotiated clip.
So, because WikiLeaks reared its ugly head again and did a document drop, one of what Marlon and I agree will be many, of emails between top-level DNC staffers, etc., that were sabotaging Bernie Sanders' campaign.
Mm. And she has to lay on the sword because she's at the tip of the sword.
Yes.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, you know, hard worker.
Yeah. I mean, but today is, you know, if I were not, today is a day that I wouldn't want to be Debbie White. I mean, she, like, lost everything in one fell swoop. Like, she woke up at 9, and by noon, everything, her life as she knew it was over.
Well, that's why Chris said it's a clip with a negotiated clip. So I'm sure she's going to have some face, save some face, Jill, at the convention tomorrow. It's very important. As a chair, you have the opportunity to gavel in, gavel out, make speeches, have some input. But unfortunately, because of these revelations and the emails, you know, she's going to have to fall on the sword. And she may be able to gavel in, gavel out here and there. And she'll probably have to step down at some time by the election. And they'll have to go through a transition. To
well, they said like right after, like Friday after the convention, she's out. And she may be able to gavel in and out like in the beginning, but that's it. After that, it's a wrap for her.
Yeah, you know, Jill, like you started off by saying, like what an amazing set of events has been in the past week. And, you know, after the Republican convention and thinking, okay, well, in Florida, it's been told that, you know, Trump got, you know, it's still a very neck-and-neck race, if I'm not wrong, here in Florida. And Trump got a little convention bump, you mm-hmm. know, as is typical. And Hillary, we assumed, will get a typical bump after our convention.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. You know, it's going to be tight all the way around. I mean, this election, you can't really listen to the conventional polling and none of that stuff. It's going to be tight. Florida is ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely, you know, we're going to hear a little bit more from our supervisor of elections here in Broward County. She'll talk about the numbers and the mm-hmm. registration numbers. But just so that people know, tonight we're going to take a deep dive into the primary election, which is very important, August 30th. Even though most of the drama and the theatrics has to do with the general election
right.
on November the 8th. And we'll take a deep dive as to preparing for that. So we'll hear Republicans had their say, Jill, last week, 4 days of Xanax.
Listen, I watched it all. I fell asleep on, the only thing I fell asleep on was Donald Trump's speech. It was epically long. And it was just build the wall. It's just all the same stuff. I just, you know.
Didn't hear much specifics. I heard a lot of rhetoric, and Hillary's definitely the star in their dreams, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, hopefully the Democrats, Chris, won't make that same mistake by focusing too much on the personalities, but give the American people, you know, a vision for the future of America. And we'll see how that goes.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
And I think the focus of the convention definitely has to be on what that vision is for America. You know, even Bernie Sanders' campaign manager admits that whatever the DNC may have done negative to the campaign would not have affected the outcome.
It wouldn't have affected the outcome of the votes. However, right. it did taint the water. I mean,
absolutely.
There was blood in the water. And for everything that, you know, he said, that Bernie Sanders said, you know, the whole thing is tainted against me.
Absolutely.
And he was right. The thing about it is, though, we haven't seen the documents yet, so don't really know. However, I sound like a police.
No, you can see the documents on WikiLeaks.com.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you seen them yet? I got to go home and do that.
Some of them.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, from what I understand, have to do with the fact that he was Jewish. They were saying that he would suffer basically the same fate as Obama because they weren't going to elect a Jew and put a Jew.
That was one of the emails of many. That was the easiest one to quickly have a response to.
Right.
I think it was the communications director or the financial officer for the DNC who was making comments about the fact that he's not his Jewish faith wouldn't bode well, I think, in a state like Kentucky.
Right.
And they were going to push out some sort of narrative about that from the DEC regarding that to sabotage his chances in Kentucky. And it's, believe me, Jill, this is ridiculous. What transpired with Bernie during the campaign
right.
with the DNC, from the scheduling of the debates, from all of the problems they had with, even, you know, remember the email, the email data piece that
right.
came out and all of that, and how the DNC was just siding with one side of these issues so often. So I'm not it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is interesting to note, though, that Bernie Sanders' campaign manager, in spite of it all,
right.
Has stated that he doesn't believe even that it would have changed the outcome of the election.
Right. And then he's
forward,
supporting.
Right. And they each are supporting, you know, Hillary Clinton. So we want to keep focus on what the main focus should always be, which is victory in November. But now that we are joined, with the illustrious. And I'll let
but you know, Jill, you know, this drama in politics in 2016 is not something new. You remember, if you were to go back to 2008 when we have a when we had a dramatic fight between Hillary and Barack.
Right. Well, yeah.
I'm sure if there was a WikiLeaks situation there, you'll probably see some discussions as to positioning by staff persons in to the horse in the race that they're cheering for.
Like I said, listen, if we can be a fly on a wall, I'm sure it is like an episode of Scandal up in all of these hotel rooms and offices and, you know, because of the way it's playing out. But as you said earlier, it really is important that we deal with our local races and... where did it go? I don't know where it went. That we deal with our local races because that's the place that we can affect the most change quickly. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
And to that effect, joining us in the studio is the, as you said, the illustrious Brenda Calhoun Snipes. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to have you. Well, you know, I had Brenda Snipes, and then somebody said, no, you have to say Brenda Calhoun Snipes. I was like, okay, I got it.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that honors my father.
Amen. So how are you? Thank you. First of all, thank you so much for staying up with me this time of night.
Well, I don't usually see this time of night, but this is special.
Okay. Well, I truly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You, oh, thank you for coming. You have dedicated over 12 years now, over a decade.
It's been 13 years.
To the being supervisor of elections, through good times and bad, you have weathered it all.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Black Girl Magic. 888-550-9105 is the number if you would like to call. One of the things that I'm hoping that you will call in tonight, a lot of people, and I'm hearing really intelligent, smart people say, I'm just not voting. And then after today, oh, I'm just definitely not voting because they don't like the candidates. They think that Hillary is dishonest. They think that Donald Trump will send us back to Africa. They think that, you know, it's that if they stay home, that it will be better for everyone. And my thought to that is, no, because the candidate that you don't want will win by default. Beyond the fact that you are not honoring the blood, sweat, and tears and lives lost.
And I think we just have to get people to see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the big picture. I grew up in Alabama, and I saw a lot of things as a kid growing up in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And the vote is probably the most valuable thing that we have, and everybody has it. Everyone who's eligible to vote can register to vote and can be equally as important as the person sitting next to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the weight that makes us all equal. And we're getting ready to come up to the August primary. The August primary, I'll call it a community event. Or a neighborhood event, because you're looking at your school board members, mm-hmm. you're looking at county commissioners, you're looking at the constitutional offices, the sheriff, the supervisor of elections, the property appraiser, clerk of the circuit court. So these are the people that
And that
we,
seems to never change, that clerk of court.
Well,
Harvey Rubin is in the clerk of court. Like, how do I get rid of Harvey?
No. Well, in Broward, I think we have three or four people vying for that position. I think there are four people vying for that position this time. So there's going to be some kind of a change.
Change.
Because the person who holds the seat now is retiring. So we'll see some kind of change in that. But folks have to realize that these are the people that decide when your garbage gets picked up, whether the park down the street is going to have the grass cut,
mm-hmm.
whether or not the swimming pool is going to be maintained, whether there's going to be a traffic light at the corner of your street.
Mm-hmm.
These are the local people that make those decisions. And some people will say to me, I don't ever vote. No, a primary, I never vote then.
Right.
I only vote for the president. Well, likely, you will never see the president. You will never get an opportunity to influence his policies. But the people who are your next door neighbors who go to church with you, who shop in a grocery store with you, mm-hmm. those are the people we really need to be looking at.
Yeah, and I think that when we talk about things that we can, where we can affect change, it is You know, well, that street light has been out for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Who's responsible for that? And how do we get that person's attention? Mm-hmm. And that's why I ask for you to call 888-550-9105. What is it that you, I don't care how simple you think it might be, but what is it that you need to be changed in your life, in your neighborhood, in your community, but you don't know who does those things? When I say we want to go back to basics, that's really what I mean. I think a lot of people, I think politics a lot of times is like jazz and wine. People like it, but they don't know a lot about it.
Exactly.
And they think they can't speak intelligently about it.
Well, you know, I think the community, folks who have an opportunity to put a program together or to call some people together to their church or what have you, I think they're becoming more sensitive to the fact that voters don't know a lot about the candidates or the issues or even the sitting of officials. And there are more forums and candidate opportunities to speak. They're just going on there from morning to night practically.
Now, yeah.
So there's one in your neighborhood. Use social media and find out where they're going to be. There's a big one tomorrow in Central Broward at the African American Research Library. And I don't remember all the candidates that are going to be there, but probably the judges for sure.
Right.
Because the judges are the most mysterious of the candidates that are out there. People will say quickly, I don't know anything about them. They're people too.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come to your church, they'll come to your homeowners association meeting, they'll meet you over at the African American Research Library or wherever there may be an organized effort. But we just have to get out there and find out who these people are, because we hear a lot about turnout, turnout, turnout. Turnout is low.
Mm-hmm.
Turnout is low throughout America. It just is.
Right.
Because people are just becoming disinterested. I don't know the people. I don't like the candidates. They never do anything for my neighborhood. If you don't vote, you can be assured that they will never do anything in your neighborhood.
Well, never, ever, ever, Marlon.
Mm-hmm. Jill, that's a big problem. You know,
yeah.
Dr. Snipes presides over a registered population of about 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, only 10% turned out for the primary, mm-hmm. right?
That's good.
And then only 60%+ for the general. So the population that listens primarily to this program,
mm-hmm.
the black population in Broward County is almost 30%.
Right.
And in Dade County, 20% of the population, right? So think about those numbers, that the impact that we could have if we just, instead of voting at 10%, what if we voted at
20%? Voted at 20%, yeah. Rebecca on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
How you doing, Jill? I am so loving the night and your guests. And most important keywords were used, seeing the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
I think be honest with people saying not
vote. Your phone is breaking up. It's got to be Sprint.
She just lost her yard sign. She just lost her yard
right.
sign.
Not at all. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. It's one of those things that, you know, we have to remember the souls that died for our purpose and reason of being able to have this right. Your voice does matter.
Right.
When it comes to the vote. And yes, primaries are just as important as general. One thing that I do think that the candidate should do is not wait until it's voting time to make themselves present, you know, by being in the churches and doing community events. I think it should be a 365-day activity so that the people feel more comfortable, feel more assured that you are sincere about being in office as opposed to just needing a vote. So it's a month to 2 months before the election. Let me pop up to Friendship
right.
Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday. You know, and that's the biggest problem with a lot of, you know, our people, especially black folks. But it does not matter, you know, what's going on. Get out there and vote, because honestly, if you stay home, Donald Trump is going to be the next president.
Well, amen. Amen. Thanks, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the biggest challenges that we face. I remember 2014. I did a Women Who Vote like event, and was just focusing on the judges. And you know, our goal was 20%. if 20% of, you know, I was living in Miami Beach at the time, showed up, and then we, you know, our candidates won, and they did. Very exciting. It was very, very exciting to know that just by, you know, by your efforts, you really can make, you can feel, you can make the changes. I think a lot of people have not seen, like you said, they concentrate on, you know, the presidential election, and then you hear all about the electoral votes and this, that, and the other, and then, well, does my vote even matter in that mix? But when we're talking about primaries, these are, this, like you said, this is your school board. This is the state attorney. This is the sheriff. These votes count. And as Rebecca said, you know, one of Sheriff Scott Israel, you know, has been very proactive. He's been on my show once a month for almost a year now. And that's the kind of commitment that you're looking for. Those are the kind of things when you go to the poll, you want to go, okay, he can get my vote. We'll be back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Hot 105.
All of South Florida.
As we celebrate the reclaiming and renaming of the John U. Lloyd State Park to the Dr. Von D. Mizell and Eula Johnson State Park as the first state park in Florida's 117-year history, named after African Americans. A park that was once used to segregate blacks is now named in honor of our historic efforts to allow access for all Americans. This Saturday, August 6th, be a part of the Free Family Day celebration from 2 till 8 p.m. featuring cultural displays from historic black museums, free hot dogs, hamburgers, water, and a special performance from South Florida's own Ronnie the VOP, and appearances from Hot 105 personalities. The celebration of the reclaiming and renaming of the John U. Lloyd State Park to the Dr. Von D. Mizell and Eula Johnson State Park is brought to you by Senator Chris Smith, the Florida State Park Department, and Hot 105 Cares. For more, log on to Hot105FM.com now. See you there, family.
Hey, what's going on, South Florida? I'm here with my man,
Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123.
Now, Big Al, we all know that you always take our listeners' call, but why should they call you?
Because not only do I take their call, but I'm in constant communication with my clients. Too often, lawyers rely on paralegals to speak with their clients. Not me. I personally speak to my clients regularly and often. They know exactly who's working on their case.
That's right. You just heard it. Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
After an accident, call 1-800-blah-blah-blah. Attorney referral service.
Are you kidding me? Who are these guys? Don't you want to pick your own lawyer? If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. Everybody knows.
Didn't Roland say yesterday he was going to this man's church, even though they blocked him off of Twitter?
Yeah.
Now he said he's not going.
Now he's not going?
He said, hell no.
Roland ain't going.
The pastor we're talking about is a
Daryl
Trump.
Scott.
He's a Trump supporter. And today he changed his mind, huh?
Yeah.
Why'd he change his mind, player?
They put him in a chokehold. Wait a minute. They can't put Roland in a chokehold.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
I want a Sunday kind of love. A love to last past Saturday night. And I'd like to know, it's more than love at first sight. And I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, yeah. I want a love that's on the square. to keep me warm when money's enthusiastic.
Yes, indeed. You got it. Welcome back to Hot Talk. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with the Hot 105 app. You can download now for Android and iPhone. Coming up at midnight, the struggle to vote is real for many, and there is a plan to change that. And have you ever thought of working the polls? No, not that one. Election day workers are always needed. It's fun and it pays decent. 954-459-9911. The Clinton campaign is also looking for people to work and take some souls to the polls. All right, what is it going to take to get you to take your soul to the poll? 888-550-9105. Call us and let us know. Omar online, too. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Good evening, Omar.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I think the problem is that when most people in school and when people are growing up, they really don't understand what it means to be a citizen of the United States, what it means to be a citizen of America. They don't understand that voting gives you your chips in the game. They don't understand that the Constitution is what helps you play the game, because this is a system that you're in. So if you're going to navigate that system, you will want to try to have all the things possible at your benefit that you can use, and you will want to make sure that you took advantage of it. And so if voting was not important, then why would these people be going out of their way to try to stop you from voting? So your common sense alone should tell you, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I don't vote. But why are these people doing all this redistricting? Why are they trying to make you do all this ID stuff if my vote don't mean nothing?
Right.
Let me go pick up my vote anyhow, because it must be worth something. Your street knowledge should tell you that. Even if you straight up from the hood, your common sense street knowledge should tell you, wait a minute. Hold on. This is good for something, and what it's good for, I'm going to use it. But I'm going to let somebody else call in, but I think we must get education of young people around what it means to black people, what it means to be a citizen, what the Constitution means, because that's how the game is played.
Right.
You're born, you're a citizen. The Constitution is your right. This is it. This is the game. Welcome to the game of life.
Right.
Here's your booklet. Here's your employee handbook, as you want to put it. Now, if you know like I know, you will want to learn this brother inside and out and all around. And if you know what I know of being black, you will want to take advantage of every single thing they got possible for you to take advantage of. And on that
awesome.
Note, I'll let somebody else get in.
All right, Omar. Thank you, darling. Sterling in North Miami Beach on line 3. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you, and good night to everybody. And bravo to my brother who just hung up.
Yes.
That is, the lady prior to him, that is what we have to do. And I listen to the show all the time, but Secretary Snipes is on there.
Yes.
And I see her in the school. She, I think, is responsible for our president being in, because she went to the schools, educated them about voting and everything. That's why we started getting so many young votes. And I'll take your comments offline. But what I would like her to do also, or you, Jill, to explain to us who and what civil servants are to our community.
Okay, thank you, Sterling.
And the question
was, what are civil servants to our community?
the candidates that are on the ballot. Is that what you're referring to?
Sterling, are you still there? He's gone. Okay. I don't know. He was saying civil servants. What are they to
Well,
them?
You know, civil servants a lot of times is a term that's applied to those people that do serve in elected positions.
Okay.
And say if I took just any one of the persons that are on there, say county commissioners.
Right.
County commissioners are responsible for the conduct of the overall lives of folks who live in Broward County. There are 9 commissioners. Each one of them represents a certain area of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want your commissioner to really be sensitive to what your needs are, what you think is important to your neighborhood and your community, because we're talking local, then you need to show up. You can show up through the vote. You can show up by watching what's going to be happening at the county commission. Go attend meetings. Introduce yourself. From what I've seen, they encourage people to come in to present their issues to the commission if that's something that's going to be on the agenda. You could come and just sit in the commission and get an idea of how that commission works. In our office, we're out in the community all the time. I heard the gentleman speak about the schools. One of the things that we have made a commitment to is to get young people registered before they leave school. Every year, we have 2 high school voter registration drives that are done in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
We get loads and loads of kids who register. We kind of keep in touch with them because we also get them involved in the working process at the polls. You
right.
mentioned a few minutes ago that we're always looking for workers, and we are. But we've got the schools engaged in bringing the kids, the young people,
right.
to serve as poll workers. And we don't pay them directly. We pay the money to the school. But the young people are then able to get that money at graduation and use it for some kind of their senior project. So,
I like that.
You know, we're working from a younger level. We're out in the community trying to explain the process to folks. And if we need to come to your homeowners association meeting, if we need to come to your place of worship, if we need
you
to come
call.
To the grocery store on the corner, right now we're doing an outreach at the beach. So we're out there
All
just
right.
having people come up and get registered and talk to us, get information. And I think the more information we can put out there, the better prepared from how an election works.
Yeah.
Is important. But the other part, people have got to grab on to the candidates. If you want to see a candidate, call the candidate up and ask the candidate to come to your community. You're going to have 10 people there that you want them to talk to. Honestly, it works.
It works, yeah. Well, I said I wanted Steve Gallon, and poof, he appeared.
and Dr. Snipes is one of those candidates. I can say it.
Right.
I think it's very important. In the last 2 election cycles, Jill, I worked as a voter protection attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Many people don't know. Many people don't go to the polls because they're not confident that they have the right information, right? So first and foremost, Dr. Snipes and her team are doing a lot of outreach to kind of remind people that you have 3 ways that you can vote. There are really no excuses. Vote by mail. I love that one, right? You don't have to pay any postage. You can check online when they receive your ballot and to make sure that you receive your ballot. You can
right.
request your absentee vote by mail ballot online. All you have to do is go to Dr. Snipes' website, BrowardSOE.org, and then if you live in Palm Beach and you live in Dade, you need to go to the election website. Early voting.
Early voting starts
2 weeks before.
And you don't, right, well,
you can go to any
it closes
location.
On the 1st, right?
Voter registration.
Closes
voter
on.
Registration
on the 1st, mm-hmm. yeah.
So early voting 2 weeks before the election day, right? Any mm-hmm. location. And then on election day, the third choice, your third excuse not right. to vote, right? You need to go to the precinct that's
right.
on your voter.
I like to go on the day. I don't know. I enjoy
it's
the energy. Yeah.
A lot of people like it, and it doesn't matter to us which way you go. We just want folks to show
to go,
up.
Yeah.
And that was a great review of the 3 ways of voting. The important thing about vote by mail is that for this election and the previous election in March, our office is paying the postage for returning the vote by mail ballot. My mother used to say, who can serve a God like that? So, I mean, you know, it's easy. You ask for a ballot, you're going to get a ballot. And for anybody who's interested, on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to take an 18-wheeler from our office filled with absentee vote-by-mail ballots. We're taking them to Opelika because that's where our ballots are processed. We'll be escorted there by 3 Florida Highway Patrol troopers. And we just want to make a big message out of that.
Right.
These ballots are going to go to the post office, and they should be arriving in homes on Wednesday, Thursday, and certainly throughout the week. But there are going to be 143,000 of those, maybe a little bit more.
Going out.
Because we worked over the weekend. But it's just, it's exciting, and it's open, it's free, it's convenient, it's easy. There are options. What's
yeah.
the problem?
Joe.
I love vote by mail, too, because, like, if you have elderly family members,
absolutely.
Or you have, you know,
we're
sick and shutting.
We're also in the nursing homes as well, the nursing homes and the assisted living facilities.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
CC on line 4, hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi there, good evening. I'm wondering who I need to vote for, who's watching the toll?
Mm. She and said, who's watching tolls?
I mean, that's right. The cost of going through these tolls, and it's amazing.
Girl, I'm with you.
You realize you're going through the toll. It's very costly.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get together and do something about this. So who should I be looking at to help us?
Thank you so much for that, Cece. Yes.
I don't know the name of the person. You're probably talking Dade County. Are you in Miami-Dade?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
You probably want to start with some of your city people just to start asking questions to see exactly who it is that...
Well, who is it in Broward?
Who is it in Broward? I don't think we have the... Oh, yeah, we do have the tolls on the Sawgrass Express.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably maybe the State Transportation Department. But call them.
Start with the mayor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. State
Transportation
Department.
Yeah, Dade County Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that, CC.
Joe.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, I just wanted to go back to Mr. Sterling, I guess it was his name, his question, because I think sometimes
what
we fail to do in our community is effectively communicate why voting is important. Sometimes we assume that because of our own upbringing, but there are some people who just don't understand. I think Mr. Sterling's question was... Explain what a civil servant
is
and how and why we should vote for them. I think what we need to express to people is that you pay property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay property taxes whether you own a home or not. If you are renting, you are paying property taxes. Your rent goes up if the property taxes go up.
Okay.
And so we have people, a lot of our people rent, and sometimes they don't think that they're actually paying property tax.
Right.
And those monies go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And through voting, you have a decision. You can determine how that money is spent.
Mm-hmm.
And so fundamentally, this is it's about us actually controlling and having a say in how the pie is sliced up. And one other thing, Jill, I also want us to really be focused on something.
Mm-hmm.
In 2014, in Dade County, the voter turnout was 14%. In Broward County, I believe it was like 10%. In
the
state,
primary,
August primary, the state was 17%. African Americans in Dade County voted at 19%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just want us to be clear that when we talk about the need for us to vote and the rates in which we need to vote, it's all abysmal, right? this is all abysmal.
It's like malaria or Ebola.
I think we should acknowledge when we're actually voting at a higher rate, at least in Dade County, African Americans are, more so than Hispanics and whites. And it should be applauded. And we need to do better. Yeah.
Right. I love that. I want to bring in Sophia Nelson, co-founder of the Mosaic Group. Sophia's goal was to focus on providing unique and innovative marketing, event planning, and public relations services throughout South Florida and the country in starting the business. As a managing partner of the Mosaic Group, Sophia oversees the company's goals, maximizing community leverage and expansion into politics. She's a member of the Caribbean Democratic Club of Palm Beach, the Racial Justice Chair of the YWCA of Palm Beach County, and holds a degree in pre-law and sociology from Bethune-Cookman College. Hey, welcome.
Moved Sophia,
oh, where'd she go?
Sorry, I switched up on you.
There you go. Hey, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
So now, how are Mosaic is moving into politics, and how are you involved now? Are you representing candidates?
Well, we do represent candidates, but our biggest mission
beyond just representing candidates is to definitely get the word out. I mean, we do a lot of grassroots outreach. I kind of applaud Dr. Snipes because she's kind of set the benchmark about just information going out to people about the candidates and how to vote.
Right.
And so we kind of take it and kind of make it user-friendly, to simplify it onto the ground. I do a lot of outreach in the Caribbean community because there's a lot of misinformation from that standpoint. And so, you know, just grassroots, just knocking on doors, making sure that people, we keep it really, like I said, really simple. One of the main things that we've been doing is what we call carnival rallies. So they're voter rallies, what we do once a month, that to get people out. So we do some jerk chicken, we do DJs, we do whatever it takes to get people out. The last one we had about 200 people to show up, and we kind of do immigration. We do, just like Dr. Snipes says, the community thing. Because we want to let people know, you know what? Voting is easy. It really is easy. Take that, demystify the myth that I need to know this person and that person. Like, no. Just come out. We'll do the rest for you. Come out. Let me know you're interested. If I know you're interested, I'm going to stalk you until you vote. And so we collect information. We collect data. We call people. And we just kind of make it, we just stalk them until they go vote. It's just that simple because it's that important.
Yeah. Well, it is of paramount importance. Last week, I had on the gentleman from Headliner Market Group. They do Live on Sunday, which is like the biggest nightclub night. One of the biggest in the country.
Right.
And I asked them, I was like, you know, how do we make voting, you know, as in demand and as sexy as going to a night at Live? that was much their response as well. But I think, you know, one of the keys to this is being able to, like what Mosaic Group is doing, translate it into something that you understand that touches your life.
Right.
And I think that so many times that's the problem with us and voting, is that people just don't see how it affects their life. And a lot of times they're so far removed from a place where they feel like they have any influence in what's going to happen in their community that they just check out.
I know a lot of people within our age group, 30 to 40, we started a thing called Candidates and Cocktails in Palm Beach. And basically we just reach out to our peers and said, look, I need to have, you don't have to give me a dime. Just let me put your name on this, especially if you're a promoter or just one of those people that have a lot of influence.
Yeah.
So we just want to put your name on here. This is a candidate. Come to, it's not even a fundraiser. It's more of a friendraiser, information raiser.
Right.
And just come. We'll set, you don't have to do anything. Put your name on. We'll find a location. We'll get the food sponsored, whatever it is. Bring five people.
Because just like, where do you go? Just like Chris Norwood said, you know, we should be applauded that, you know, of that 14%, you know, 19% of the African-American community is turning out to vote. And we know that the energy is there, right? So in electing President Obama twice, you know, and how the, now for some reason, you know, all of our other industries are not galvanized this time. We had the entertainment industry, we had Hollywood, we had everybody pitching in. This time, not so much. Maybe
I think, that's where it has to become a ground game of sorts. And the community just has to connect because I've been to, I don't know, 30 forums over the last few days, and it's been done by all kinds of people. I was in a church yesterday. So many people are taking up the mantle and trying different kind of grassroots ways. And so if we don't, I can remember in 2012 when we did have, I think it was Micah Bazin, and he was just all over the air and people were calling in and listening and waiting for him to give information. But not being here, then what can we do? I think, you know, people just have to pick up, and if you reach one or two or three, then at least you're doing something to make the process continue. I think we can't always wait for the big voice to come in to give us all of the information. And we're talking local, and if we can make some grassroots effort, then maybe that kind of reaches the people in such a way that they realize we're talking local. The president, you know, everybody's going to get information on that. We'll be out there in November. But for the...
Between now and August the 30th.
For the day-to-day living,
right,
we just need to start doing some grassroots things.
Okay. You know, Jill, this is going to be we criticize these candidates for not having the right experience, doing enough homework, giving enough specific information, and we don't critique ourselves. We right. have to step up. This is not a game, right? This
right.
is going to
like
be a
street. Like CC was like, look, I got a problem with tolls. How do I find that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
So you have to, as voters, we have to, we have a responsibility as citizens. That's our job.
Yeah.
Right? We give the power, right? So August 1st is the registration date,
mm-hmm.
right?
The deadline.
For the primary. And then October 8th is the deadline for the general election. Those are two important dates that people, that's the first basic thing. Remember
right.
when we elected the president in 2008, you had some kids who were 10 years old.
Right.
There are now 18 members of the Dream Defenders
exactly.
and, out in the street, and some of them are in college. They had no idea what happened 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Even as much as 4 years ago. So as voters, the same way we hold these candidates responsible for doing a job or not having enough experience, we have one simple job, to be American.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. citizen, and register to vote. How simple is
and
that?
And that's it. Well, there are. I did want to touch on the fact that there are a lot of people with barriers to voting, and how, you know, do they go about getting the information to fix that. But I want to grab, I don't know who that is on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. Welcome to Hot Talk.
My nickname is Dollar Bill, okay? Most people who are in Miami would know me by Dollar Bill.
Okay, Dollar Bill. Dollar Bill, y'all. Okay.
The election, voting, all that is good. But nobody ever want to talk about what the root of black people problem is. See, black people used to run the world at one time. I don't know if y'all know that or not. But they fell out of favor with God. Okay? See, God will put black people right where they need to be. If they just do one thing, they got to embrace, embrace what God did to them. See, slavery was a bad thing. And it's hard to overcome it.
It's
a lot of people think slavery was just physical. No, slavery was both physical and mental.
Yes.
You understand me now?
Yes.
See, now, what we got to do is this right here. We got to regain our respect from God. Okay, we done lost it. We done let people take the God out of us. Okay, here's what I mean by taking the God out of you. Why would you sit why would you sit around and you couldn't defend yourself on the plantation? Well, after the plantation, 160-some years later, we talking about a white person can make a black person. They say anything but black Indian is black. How can Diana Ross come in the black community and sit and let Slave Master Jr., you understand me, do what Slave Master Sr. did to the black race?
Okay, Dollar Bill. Hold that thought, Dollar Bill. Okay. So now, hold that thought. Okay, so now when we're going to the polls, there are some people. Dollar Bill is. So when you're going to the polls, there are some people, and we're going to really touch on this some more with Desmond in the second hour. People who have, you know, issues with not being able to vote. They have felonies. They have whatever. Is there a central place within Broward where they can get information? Like, I know I've got X, Y, and Z. Where do I start to get my rights restored?
You know, if a person contacts our office, all we do is direct them to the clemency board.
Okay.
And we'll provide them with the numbers and the paperwork and that kind of thing. But a lot of them are going to have information already. We will send out, when we know that a person has a felony conviction, when mm-hmm. we receive that information from the Division of Elections, we automatically send a letter out to the voter to let them know that we have an issue with their record, and mm-hmm. we'll publish it in the paper, and the letter says contact us. That's a requirement. We have to publish the names in the paper, but it doesn't tell you what the person is in there for, just
right.
the voter eligibility issue. And then we ask them to contact our office. Some of them do, some of them don't.
No.
Because if we see where a person has a felony conviction, it's an obligation we have to come in, have them bring in anything that they may have that refutes the situation.
Gotcha.
So, but
that's not something that can be done on the spot.
That
it
cannot
needs to
be done at the location.
Now.
It needs to be taken care of before you get a chance to go to vote. Sometimes, every once in a while, the person has information that can change the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Many times they don't.
Yeah. Okay, so now there were a few others I wanted to run through real quick because we're at the top of the hour. The races that are on the ballot this election, Senate, Congress, State Attorney,
mm-hmm.
State Senate, state representative, county commission, school board, judicial. What is SOE?
Supervisor of elections.
Oh, that's why that was abbreviated. Like, we're just going to move on past that. We're just going to cross that one out of the list. That is Dr. Brenda Snipes, clerk of the court, as we mentioned, sheriff, and an amendment. And what is the amendment for Broward County?
I believe it's solar energy.
So the amendment 4 is a Florida state amendment. It's the only constitutional amendment. In November, we have like four or five.
Four.
But what it would do it? Thank you. What it will do is to provide a tax exemption for those homes that purchase the solar panels, because those can add. You know, it can cost maybe $30,000 or something between $20,000 to $40,000. I don't know,
right.
Depending upon the complexity of what you purchase. But then that adds value to your home,
right.
And so what this amendment does is exempts that. And when you combine that exemption with the federal exemption that you get, it literally pays for itself very quickly over the course, with the reduction in the cost that you have with the solar panels plus the exemptions. It literally pays for itself.
Awesome.
So that's what the
and it increases the value of your home at the same time.
And it's a business exemption too. I was going to say it's a business exemption, not just a home exemption.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So you can get, Jill, mm-hmm. you can get your sample ballot before you go to early voting, before you vote by mail. Just go to the website for Dr. Snipes, go to Palm Beach Elections, Miami mm-hmm. Elections, print out your sample ballot by just putting in your zip code and your date of birth, mm-hmm. and then start preparing.
Yeah.
And sample ballots will be mailed to households. I think they started going out Saturday,
this weekend.
So it takes
yeah.
a little while to get them all out.
Awesome. And the deadline to register is August the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And now, well, I don't even have time to get into it because Mark is playing me out.
Literally.
Dr. Brenda Snipes, thank you so much. I can't even tell you how excited I am to have you in the studio. I'm glad you came.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. And, okay, so maybe next, well, we got a little time. I would love to talk to you again because we need to keep the pressure on between
that. Yeah, because we didn't talk about the closed primary, and that's something
that's
really important.
Yeah,
too.
I was just going there, and we're at the 50, but I got to, what? I can go ahead? Oh! We can do that. Okay, so the closed primary now. Tell
Florida
us
is a closed primary state, which means that during a primary election, a voter can vote for the candidate if they belong to the same party as that candidate. You have to be a member of that party. If you're not a member of the party and there's a candidate out there you want to vote for, you have until August 1st to change your party. It has to be done in writing.
Ah, okay.
And there are going to be issues on the ballot that are not party issues, such as the judicial races and school board members. They are not party races, so anybody can vote in those.
Right.
But we'll have Democratic, Republican, and first time for this, since I've been here, we're having a Libertarian ballot as well. So voters will need to notice. Look for that.
Awesome. And we will have all the information on the Hot 105 Facebook page coming up this week. So thank you so much for coming, and
thank
I look forward
for
to seeing you again before sure. the vote is in.
Okay.
Dr. Beverly Snipes.
Brenda.
Jesus Christ.
Like dollar
it's
bill.
Midnight. Dollar bill, y'all. Dr. Brenda Calhoun Snipes. Thank you, Sophia Nelson. On Hot Talk. We'll be back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105.
Hot Talk.
And
we'll
now,
be right
back to Hot
Car accidents happen. You may be hurt and upset and think that the tow truck driver has experience in car accidents. But what you may not know is they could be working for an insurance company.
You better call now.
Would you take tax advice from a roofer?
Of course not.
So why are you taking legal advice from a tow truck driver?
Check it.
All you gotta do is listen to what 411 Payne has to say.
And avoid these people after the car accident.
Tow truck drivers offering advice and money? That could be insurance fraud, bro.
We got the file!
Insurance companies. The last thing they want to do is cut you a check. And most importantly, imitators calling, pretending to be from 411 Payne. 411 Payne takes calls. They never, ever, ever, ever make calls. Car accident? Call 1-800-411-PAYNE from home, hospital, or accident scene. Those haters and imitators, they could go kick rocks. 411 Payne will be there for you 24-7. Car accident. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAYNE. 1-800-411-PAYNE is a lawyer referral service, non-attorney
spokespersons.
Paid non-attorney spokesman. Attorney John Sheehan in Los Angeles is responsible for this content. This ad is not legal advice. Choice of lawyer should not be made solely by advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Have you or a loved one suffered from ovarian cancer? If you use talcum or baby powder, you may have a claim against the manufacturer. Please call 800-888-8888 now. If you or a loved one suffered from ovarian cancer, you may be entitled to compensation. Please call Salino and Barnes now at 800-888-8888. Ovarian cancer, call
800-888-8888. Please start.
We can all use a little luck.
Come on, start.
But a safety net doesn't hurt either. Like Amscot Cash Advance. You could get up to $500 fast with no credit check.
Yes!
Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Charlie Wilson. You're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
Cox Media Group Station.
Leaving tobacco behind isn't an easy task. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, if you want to quit, Tobacco Free Florida offers free help, support, and the tools you'll need to succeed. When you log on to tobaccofreeflorida.com, you can connect to WebCoach, a free online program that's confidential and customized. WebCoach helps you create a quit plan that's right for you. You may also qualify for free nicotine replacement therapy. If you've tried to quit tobacco before, or if you've been avoiding trying to quit, now is the right time for you to succeed. You're just a click away from starting your quit plan. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco Free Florida's three ways to quit, you'll double your chances of success. Why wait then? Call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or connect to WebCoach at tobaccofreeflorida.com. Ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit today.
From executive producer LeBron James comes a new season of Survivor's Remorse.
The amount of shit that's happened with your family in one season buckles me.
The first family of basketball is here to play.
For the love of the game, let's go.
To hustle.
You gotta apologize.
You can't apologize for something you're not sorry for.
He don't know. He ain't married.
But above all, to survive.
I don't care how down y'all are.
We are gonna turn up.
Survivor's Remorse, season premiere tonight at 10 on Starz.
South Florida, I'm hanging out with my man.
Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123.
A lot of things going on this summer. Do you skip town like all the other attorneys do?
Not a chance. In fact, I'm putting even more hours picking up other attorneys' slack. As always, I'm here 24-7. When anyone calls 1-800-HURT-123, I answer every time, no exceptions.
You hear that? No vacation for Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. He works hard just for you. That's Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
Hot to 105.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Thank you.